Can I number Peter Olson back on the line? Peter.
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
The Roads Minister in your interview a little while ago said, well, he disagreed with what you said, that speed cameras in school zones have the speed limit shown for the 21 hours when it's not.
Yeah, so don't show the speed limit for the normal time.
Well, the Roads Minister claimed that they do.
Yeah, he did.
The Roads Minister does not know the RTA signage. There is no indication of the standard speed limit for the 21 hours when it is not a school.
Is there any indication at any of the school zones?
No. No. The Roads Minister is unaware of that speed trap, obviously.
Right.
Well, the other thing he said was that he's asked the RTA to put proposals for better marking of school zones because he said many of them are not as well marked as they should be. I couldn't agree more. And, in fact, I'll be assisting him in that. There will be 20 sets of flashing lights going in Liverpool and Fairfield in the next couple of weeks, the next 3 or 4 weeks, thanks to sponsorship that has been offered by Bryden Solicitors.
Yes, well done. I should have made mention of that. Just tell us about that. So Bryden's have put up the money.
Bryden's have put up the money to install 20 sets of lights. When the RTA installed a similar number of lights in 2006, they paid $1.5 million for 20 sets of lights. Bryden Solicitors are putting up sponsorship, which is equivalent to $1.5 million of money saved to the taxpayer to install flashing lights at 20 sets of flashing lights in Liverpool and Fairfield.
Well done. Well, now, Peter, I'll come back to you off air because I will speak to Michael Daly about that point that you've made about the 21 hours when it isn't, when zones are not school zones and they are not signposted in terms of what the normal speed is. But thank you for that, and thank you for ringing through.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay, that's Peter Olson. Have a listen to this voice.
I touch your hand.